My dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate the glorious feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles, disciples, and the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I would like to speak briefly this morning about the Holy Ghost in particular. First, the Blessed Trinity. We know from our catechism that we define the Blessed Trinity as one God and three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But we know, too, that the Trinity is indeed a mystery. It is something that we will never fully comprehend because it's entirely above our nature to know God in His essence. But theologians have been inspired by the Holy Ghost through the ages to help explain some of these things to us. And they explain to us that the Blessed Trinity is God the Father from all eternity looking upon Himself and loving Himself in all of His perfections so much that He begets the Son, that is the Word, as described by St. John the Evangelist. And He loves the Word, He loves the Son so perfectly and with an infinite love that it begets a third person, the Holy Ghost. So this third person, the Holy Ghost, is, as it were, the love that exists between God the Father and God the Son. And this is from all eternity. It was not something that happened in sequence, like we understand with our human brain, but from all eternity. So the Holy Ghost is love. And in a special way, He is life. We know that after baptism, we say that the Holy Ghost comes and dwells in our souls. We become temples of the Holy Ghost. So in this way, we can understand that the Holy Ghost is also life. He is the divine life of grace living in our souls. The philosophers ask the question, what is life? And there's a very simple definition that they give. Life is the principle of self-movement. So in this definition, we may say that even plants have life. They're not sentient, but they have within them the God-given mechanisms for self-movement. Animals are on a plane higher than that. They are sentient, but we know that when an animal or a plant dies, it simply dies. There is nothing further. Their soul, their life principle, is mortal. But man was gifted with an immortal soul, that his life principle is eternal. It will never end. Though begotten by God, our soul will live forever. But if we put these two definitions together, these two topics, the Holy Ghost is life, then this means, and we understand this well as Catholics, that without the Holy Ghost in our souls, we do not have life. Without baptism, we are dead. If we have the misfortune of falling into mortal sin, we are truly dead because the Holy Ghost is no longer dwelling within us. We do not have our life principle. So we must have the Holy Ghost within us. And we consider this in a special way today on the Feast of Pentecost. What happened on the Feast of Pentecost? We discussed last week briefly the holy apostles before the coming of the Holy Ghost were very weak. They were very timid, full of fear. But after the Holy Ghost came into their hearts, descended upon them as tongues of fire, there was a brilliant transformation that these men who were weak and foolish were now intrepid. They had the answers for all the questions that were asked them. So the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential. As for the apostles, it was essential, even more so for us. We are weaker and more foolish. Another point of faith explained by the fathers of the church, the spiritual writers, is that the Holy Ghost on Pentecost applied to the apostles the fruits of redemption. That Christ gave us the ability to reach heaven when he died for us on the cross, when he redeemed us through his passion and death. But we need the Holy Ghost to apply these fruits to our souls. There's a very crude, a very simple analogy that we can use, and that is, if we have our last source of nourishment, we have canned food, but we don't have a can opener or anything to open these cans. It's rather pointless. Again, a rather crude analogy, but we understand that Christ gained for us every grace by his death on the cross, but we need the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, these graces will be void. We will not be able to use them. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us beseech the Holy Ghost with all humility to come down into our hearts today, this Feast of Pentecost. Today is known as the birthday of the Church. It is one of the great feasts in the Church calendar. It was today that the Church as we know it began. The mission of the apostles was initiated. So let us give thanks as best we are able to the Holy Ghost for the infinite, for the countless blessings that he showers upon the Church and upon the faithful. But let us prepare our hearts. Let us go to our Blessed Mother, ask her to help us prepare worthily that we might receive the Holy Ghost and his seven gifts, that we might, with greater zeal and greater love, honor God and his Church. We ought to think of that prayer again, the Veni Sancti Spiritus. Come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.